KYT, KQJOFM.
This is KAYTFM. 81 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you. I give you all the glory. Now, Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Spirit of the living God, I pray that you will have thine own way. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Today, if you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter, the 23rd through the 24th verse. That's Matthew 5, 23 through 24. And it reads as follows. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic today is getting it right with others and God. There are too many believers, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized believers, saints of God, who are harboring unforgiveness in their hearts and trying to present to God a praise, a worship, a gift, knowing that God is not receiving it. We want to go to God before we get it right with the one we have offended, if that we offended anybody. But I just want you to know this is not no jump me message, no hallelujah message or anything, but this is a check me message. The Holy Spirit is grieved, and God is not accepting your offering or your gifts of praise and worship, because to him it is unclean. You trying to bring gifts to God, and you have and you have this out against your brother or sister. Jesus gave us specific instructions. You know you have something in your heart against someone, but we think we can bypass our wrongs and we can go to God, but he's not accepting it. Hallelujah. He said, leave the gift at the altar. The altar is this area in the house of worship or your home where that people can honor the Lord with their gifts and their offering. It is his table. This is a sacred place for sacrifices and gifts offered up to God. You trying to do a work in the name of the Lord, and your gifts is tainted. You trying to do something, and God is not even on your gift. If you are not willing to reconcile, get that issue resolved, everything you doing in the name of Jesus is null and void. He's not accepting your gift. People of God, we got to get it right. You saying, I'm not going to the person because they know what they did. I beg to differ. Maybe they don't know what they did. All they know is you stop communicating with them. I have people walk past me in the house of the Lord, and they do not speak. Anywhere I see them, they do not speak. Maybe they didn't see me, or just maybe they have a lot on their mind. But when it comes to become a habit you are constantly doing, yes, I'm going to go to them, and then I'm going to ask, did I do you something? What's going on? What's the matter? You just can't assume somebody know what they did. Come on here, somebody. It's time for spiritual maturity. It's time to stop acting like babes when you know. Come on here, somebody. You are on meat, which is the word of God. You are trying to do a work for God, but God said he is not even hearing you. Because you have an out against your brother, but then you try to bypass them to get to God. No, that's not going to work. Once you get it right with the person, then you come back with your gift. That's word. Until then, he is not accepting anything you doing in his name. Jesus is saying that, my God, today, if you are unwilling to be reconciled with your brother or your sister, God is unwilling to accept your offering. It's simple as that. The word is not hard. The word is simple, but we don't want to follow the word. We want to take bits and pieces. Come on here, somebody. And we want to make it beneficial for us. But this is a check me message. Stop assuming people know what they did. Come on here. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Jesus' example of the offering a sacrifice upon the altar to God reveals a kingdom principle. The quality of our fellowship with God is so unconditional on the attitude toward other people. People are seeing your attitude. They are watching the way you walk and the way you talk, even how you come and you present yourselves to them. Oh, come on here, somebody. Ooh, Jesus. This means you going out of your way to reconcile with others. You are making your peace above the acts of the religious observance. In, you know, other words, you wondering why this person did you this or why this person doing it. You are disturbing your own peace. Y'all better listen to me well. And what I mean is you're not going to have no peace. God is not going to allow you to have no peace, because if you even hurt the ones that is closest to him, because we don't know their relationship with God. So it's best to go to the person and say, hey, you did this to me or you did that to me, because they don't know. Make your gifts presentable to God. Get peace on your end. How we treat others matters a great deal to God. Yes, it does. This is true not only about our actions, but also regarding our words and feelings. It is not sufficient for us to merely avoid harming someone in order to be so self-righteous in our behavior. Don't go out your way to hurt somebody just to make yourself look good. You don't know, just like the Holy Spirit said, you don't know what relationship they have with God. And you don't know by the way you acting how that you are backing somebody back up into the world. And what I mean backing them up in the world, the saints of God are under microscopes. And if they see you acting unseemly and like the world, they're not going to want to accept our Christ. Because they see you acting out and you are saying things that are not of God and you are harboring stuff. Yes, we deal with life every day, But there is a time where we have to go to our own prayer closet and we have to cry out to God. I'm not going to tell you I have a perfect days. No, I don't. I have to cry out to God because why? I want God to continue to work in me. If there is something in me that is not of God, I know it's not, I'm going to tell God, deliver me. Deliver me from me because I don't want me to be a stumbling block to nobody. That's what's wrong with the saints of God, not everybody. You got to take off the mask. You got to take off the cape like that you have it all together. No, we don't have it all together. But Jesus is saying, don't present your gifts on the altar and you know you have an ought against somebody because your gifts is also none effect and then God is not receiving it. It is tainted. Oh my God. We must guard our tongues. We must guard our heart. And this is in Luke 6 chapter, the 45th verse, Proverbs the 4th chapter and the 23rd verse. Failing to do so, risk missing the benefits of God's kingdom. When we're not doing what God has told us to do, we miss the benefits and the blessings of God. People of God, this is not about you. This is about kingdomship, kingdom building, kingdom. Once you get your mindset focused on the things of God and the kingdom business of God, you don't have time for to be worried about he say and she say. You just worried about God and I'm pleasing to you and I do not want to be a stumbling block to nobody. Remember, how we treat others matters a great deal to God. Stop putting tainted gifts on the altar. Stop spreading tainted messages when you know they are not of God, when you have an out against your brother or sister. Get it right because God is not receiving it. He sent this message because he told me, he said, it's too much of bickering. It's too much of backstabbing. My God, in the body of Christ, and the enemy is having a field day of it. People of God, we got to get together. We got to be kingdom-minded. We got to do what God say do. It's not going to take nothing from you to clear up that thing so God can be pleasing with you. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you. We ask that you will give us the spirit of forgiveness. No longer will we be held in bondage. Allow us to go to our brother, our sister, and make it right. We want you to accept our gifts, and we want them to be pleasing unto you. It's no longer I, God, no longer I, but it's you that lives inside of us. And we say thank you, and we give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Don't forget, people, make it right so God can be pleasing. I have an announcement at Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, presents the Seven Last Sayings of Jesus Christ, host Pastor Elvira Brevere, and the seven people, which will be held Friday, April the 7th, 2023 at 11 a.m. And the seven ministers will be Minister Sandra Norris, Pastor Reginald Jackson of Kingdom Builders Apostolic Church, Evangelist Paulette Tony of New Day Deliverance Church, Bishop Raymond and Evangelist Cynthia Enet, Minister Tyrone Leary, and Minister Millicent Rubin of Zion Hill Family Church. It will start 11 a.m., the last seven sayings. Each speaker has 15 minutes. The Holy Ghost shall move. I'll see you in the place. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Let's make it right and let's work together. Amen.